flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Andy Baskin with the clarification on appearing.
Do you agree with that, Dan?
We're getting a little deep.
This is very deep.
It's very deep. No, I think an appearance is an appearance, whether it's visual or it's auditory.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's Dan Menigan. Meredith taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Andy, they did it again. Team bullpen brought in another bullpen arm.
I like it.
And I think it's a good move.
I do, too.
Yeah, the Guardians have signed Paul Sewald. And if you know Paul, he was very good in Seattle. He's been very good throughout his career. Has been a closer, has been a setup guy, has been a lot of different things. And they signed him to a one-year contract for $7 million. And then there's a mutual option for the following year. And it's, to me, it screams, well, that's a Guardian move.
Yes, it is.
That's a Guardian move. You add to what you think is a position of strength. You know, you think your bullpen's a position of strength, but it was slightly depleted. You traded Eli Morgan.
Right.
Traded Nick Sandlin,
mm-hmm.
who was, you know, the Linus blanket for your manager last year.
True.
And you probably needed another arm. So you bring in Sewald.
Mm-hmm.
I had a buddy ask me this one. Do you think that means they're going to trade Class A?
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of, too. I'm like, I don't think that you trade him right away, but it gives you an option to see where he's at. I mean, we're talking about a guy that was, he started for a point after coming back from an oblique strain where he went 11 for 11 in save opportunities. So, and then around August, he kind of went sideways there.
I don't think it means you trade Classe. What I think it does, you know what this, it smells like to me? This year's Scott Barlow trade or move. Remember last year they brought in Barlow,
yeah.
who had been a closer throughout his career,
mm-hmm.
you know, at various times at least. And for some reason, he ended up not being here at the end of the year. You know, they let him go. He had had a couple of rough outings in a row, and they let him go. Sewald last year had 16 saves. The year before, he had 34 saves between Seattle and Arizona. And he was traded by the Mariners to Arizona in the deal that brought Dominic Canzone. From local guy from Walsh Jesuit, took him from Arizona to Seattle. But this is a guy who's had big-time closer experience. It gives you insurance in the back end of the bullpen and gives you a different arm in the back end of the bullpen, certainly a different look because he is a little bit, wouldn't call it sidearm delivery, might maybe a three-quarter arm slot,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little funky delivery. And he sits low 90s, 91, 92. But because of that arm slot, it's a little different look. And to me, that's a... I mean, you go from that, and all of a sudden, Classe comes in throwing 101. Shut you down. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
And you still have question marks.
Man,
about,
you want to talk about being confused at the plate, right?
You go from like a three-quarter arm slot throwing 92 and you know throwing off-speed stuff at 84. To Classe coming in and humming it at 101, that'll be tough. You still have questions with Sam Henches. Sam probably won't be pitching this year. Is that correct, as far as we all know? And then Trevor Stephan's coming back, so you don't know about Trevor. He didn't pitch last year. Well, you know, is when and if he's able to pitch this year, unknown at this point. Seawald gives you a good arm in the back of that bullpen, and you add him in there, and away you go. I like it. Dan mentioned this at the when we were chatting earlier in the day. Could you have taken that money and bought a position player? And I kind of like the idea. I always like the idea, and I know the name of the game is pitching. Give me a guy who's going to play 1,000 innings for me as opposed to a guy who's going to play 60.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that, too.
Except, guess what?
It's really hard to find that guy that can be really good at 60 innings.
Especially, yeah, or it's hard to find the guy who can play 1,000 really well for you for $7 million.
True.
So maybe it was just the perfect fit in the perfect spot.
Yeah. Your glass half full is what you guys laid out of Paul Seawald.
Sure.
Your glass half empty is that last year.
After he blew all the saves?
Last year, the exit velocity seems to be going the wrong direction. The velocity itself seems to be going the wrong direction. He seems to be giving up more fly balls. Like, but again, it's the Guardians pitching factory. So like, as much as you want to sit here and go, okay, you're handing a 35-year-old guy how much money? You're also like Guardians pitching factory.
Every time they bring in a pitcher, aren't we left with this thought? Oh, good, they'll get him back on track.
Guardians pitching factory.
Every time.
Bring it in, tune it up, send it out.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking here. But if you think about what happened last year, they kind of rebuilt that bullpen during the season. You know, and we have guys who we didn't think of that much early on because they weren't even here. Andrew Walters, you know, ends up coming up at the end of the year. And he's going to be a really key part of this. Eric Sabrowski, same thing. He wasn't a part of this early on. He ends up being a big part of it late. Hunter Gaddis turns into a stud relief pitcher.
And
Cade Smith came out of nowhere as a rookie. He was great. You know, they had all these rookies who stepped in and did the job, and now you throw a Seawald in there. At the very least, there's an arm, and you know you can put him in the back end of the bullpen, and he's going to be pretty good. And if you find you have too many, you can always trade one. Or, and I don't like this idea, you put Hunter Gaddis back in the starting rotation. He was really good in the bullpen, and he was okay as a starter in the previous year.
I think it's on the table, don't you? You think it's on the table?
Absolutely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
The question they're going to have to figure out is you've got Tanner Bibee, who you can pretty much lock in. Gavin Williams is going to have Bibee's one of those spots.
In, well, except you're going to trust Gavin Williams to be healthy?
He's got one of those spots.
Okay.
I mean, he's taken one of the five.
Okay.
Trust factor has nothing to do with it. He's one of the five.
Okay. Then what do you do?
I think Cantillo ends up as one of them, too. just because you threw him in the playoffs, so why not?
I don't know if Cantillo ends up there. I hope he does, because it means that he's done a nice job in spring training and he's good to go. I'm ready to see him on a regular basis. I'm anxious for that. Logan Allen, you sent him down almost like never to return, even though he did.
Ben Lively as well. Ben Lively will be in that conversation. I mean, I think the three we could probably lock in are Lively, Williams, and Bybee. And then the other two are going to be the question mark.
Yeah, and Lively will be your fourth, fifth starter, something like that, you would assume. Let me throw some names at you then. I'm not going to, and it's not going to be Bieber.
Are you going out to get guys or no?
Nope, I'm not.
Okay. I got one circled.
All right, well, let me give you some. Logan Allen. Cantillo. Daniel Espino.
Oh, God, no. He doesn't exist until he's standing on a mound 60 feet, 6 inches from the mound.
I would agree, except for the fact that he's still kind of hanging around in conversation. And at one time, not too long ago, what, 3 years ago, was the number one prospect in the organization.
Until that guy is standing on the mound at Progressive Field, he doesn't exist.
Tristan McKenzie.
I got to see what the velocity looks like.
Luis Ortiz.
That's the guy.
Yeah, who they get from Pittsburgh. I would assume he's in.
That's the guy I got circled. And I got a feeling he's going to be fun.
I got one more for you. Doug Nikhazy. Former second-round pick of the organization. Left-handed starter. Was very good in Columbus last year. I think this is an opportunity this year where a guy like Nikhazy, a guy like Cantillo, can get that job and go. Remember, it wasn't too long ago that Shane Bieber was that guy. You know, a young guy in the organization who you thought, oh, okay, well, let's throw him in there. He can be our fifth starter on the staff with Corey Kluber and, you know, the other guys. And that to me, there are enough possibilities here that you should end up with two or three guys and a guy or three in Columbus who can come up when you need them, and you know you will at some point.
What's the deal with Slade, Dan? What's the deal with the cat they got from, what, Tampa?
They must
or
like
Arizona,
him.
Sorry, Arizona.
They must like him. It must be one of those they've seen
Slade
him throw.
Slade Ciccone?
Yeah.
Ciccone, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I
was trying to remember his last name. I was like, Slade. It was that guy with a cool name.
Mr. Slade.
Yeah.
They must see something.
I know it was Slade. I know.
It's got to be something like, hey, we tweak this, and all of a sudden we got a guy with 3-plus pitches.
And there's talk of him either maybe in the rotation or in the bullpen. They immediately mentioned bullpen with him as well.
It very much feels like, and I know how this ended, so I don't want to totally attribute it the same way, but it feels like, remember after when Hugh Jackson sat down at the dais and he goes, you're going to have to trust me on this one.
Eh.
That's kind of what it feels like.
Good for him.
It feels like the Guardian cool sitting name. Down at the dais and going, you're going to have to trust me on Slade.
I got
to
be honest.
Have to trust me.
Would you name your kid Slade? I would.
Slade?
Slade. I think it's a cool name.
Slade
cool
Baskin?
Name. Yeah.
Nice.
I always think of Deathstroke from the Batman comics.
I like Spike.
Oh, really? DC comics, yeah.
Yeah.
How about Spike?
No, too old, man. Too old. Like, I got Little Rascals feel on that.
You know what this also smells like to me a little bit?
Slade's a cool name, though. You're setting your kid up for, yeah.
I think
for
you're
good things.
Yeah, or prison. One of the two.
You know what? Tell me if this. Tell
you
me
know
if anybody
get
else.
A call from someone named Slade who's going to yell at us.
I don't know. I just think it's a cool name.
I have that name, and I haven't been to prison.
Anybody
I'm sorry,
else have
man.
This?
I'm sorry, Slade. If you have, I'm sorry. If you've done your time, you've done your time. Okay.
Reeling in the prison Slade talk here.
Yes.
This.
It's a cool name.
This smells like
a cool name.
It could lead to this, because we've just thrown out like 15 pitchers, right? 16 guys.
That's how they roll.
Could this be a situation where you get into spring training late, some team decides, oh my God, we need some pitching, and all of a sudden they make a call to the Guardians and say, we have fill-in-the-blank right fielder with pop. Here, we'll take two or three of your pitchers who probably aren't going to make your team, but we'll go to Columbus and be ready to go, and we can put him in our rotation right now. I almost feel, and I know you don't like to trade pitching.
Never.
Except for one thing.
I don't know,
They traded Nick Sandlin and Eli Morgan.
Okay.
They've already traded some pitching.
Right.
It just seems like they have a lot of guys right now who we think should be on the team.
I don't know. You don't want to get to game 142 and Gavin say, look, Williams. Our rotation only has three guys in it.
If Trevor Stephan's okay. Gavin Williams, Andrew Walters, Trevor Stephan, Cade Smith, Paul Sewald, Eric Sabrowski, Luis Ortiz. Okay, there's seven guys right there.
I got to tell you, that sounds like the back of a Browns jersey
Nick
right
Casey,
now.
Nick Casey, McKenzie, Lively, Tim Heron was great, Sam Henches, who won't be there, but that's 11. Hunter Gaddis is 12.
That pass.
Nick Enright, who they like. 13. Class A's 14.
Tried, didn't he?
Slade, 15. Cantillo, Bybee. I mean, they got 16, 17 guys. This, to me, screams deal from a position of strength to fortify a position of weakness. So I wouldn't be stunned if before the season starts in spring training, a couple of guys are going somewhere and all of a sudden here comes a guy who knows how to hit.
Okay. Training or during the regular season?
I would say spring training.
I don't know, man. I think that this organization feels good when they have 10 pitchers between Cleveland and Columbus they know it can start, or 10 to 12 that they feel solid that could start any major league game.
I have a colorful dilemma.
And I think that's been one of their successes over the last couple decades.
I need help.
Okay, what's
with
your
a
dilemma?
Colorful dilemma.
Okay, what is it?
Next on Baskin and Phelps. Oh, that's what it is.
I was right to answer now.